Chapter 7 The Love Doctor.
Do I consider myself an expert on love? No, I don't. Still, for some reason or another, people always seem to be asking me for advice on matters of the heart. Some of them even call me the love doctor. Maybe my bushy eyebrows make me look wise and sensitive. Anyway, here are some of the most common questions people ask me. Question 1. Do you believe in love at first sight? Of course I do. I fall in love at first sight almost every day. Okay, that was just a joke. I'll try to stay serious. Perhaps we should ask this question to the person most often considered to be the greatest writer in the English language, William Shakespeare. Do you know his play, Romeo and Juliet? What does Romeo do the moment he lays eyes on Juliet? Why, of course, he falls head over heels in love with her. If Billy Shakespeare says people fall in love at first sight, that's good enough for us, don't you think? But maybe we should try thinking through the psychology of it. If you see a person and think you have fallen in love with him or her at first sight, if you immediately think, wow, this is the one I'm going to marry, then you will be much more likely to find ways to be with that person, to talk a lot with him or her. In all, you will be much more likely to take positive steps towards creating the type of relationship you envisioned in the first instant. In other words, truly believing that you've fallen in love at first sight with someone greatly improves your chances of finding yourself deeply in love with that person somewhere down the road. It can be a self-fulfilling prophecy. Question 2. You encouraged me to trust my feelings when I thought I had fallen in love at first sight, but the guy turned out to be a real jerk. Now, what do you say? Sorry, but it happens. Maybe you need to adjust your antenna. Question 3. Is it possible to be in love with two different people at the same time? Wow, you really are looking for trouble. Question 4. There's a girl in my group of friends that I like a lot, and I think she likes me too. Lately, I've really been feeling she's my destiny. How can I declare my love to her? Where? When? How do I put my feelings into words? I don't know, but I can tell you about some real cases. Case 1. Cindy invited Bob over for dinner. He wanted to declare his love, but couldn't figure out what to say. Midway through the evening, he used her bathroom, and in a burst of emotion wrote, "I love you," on her toilet seat lid with bright blue liquid toilet bowl cleaner. 30 minutes later, she went to the bathroom. An hour later, they were engaged. Can you believe this worked? I can't. I can't believe she didn't reject him right there and then. Case 2. During a candlelight dinner at an expensive restaurant, Ralph suddenly said to Linda, "I want to be your captain, and I want you to be my boat." Linda excused herself, saying she needed to powder her nose. As soon as she was out of sight, she ran to the front door and flagged down a taxi. The next day, she changed her telephone number. Stupid metaphors don't usually do the trick, especially ones that suggest chauvinistic relationship. and notice how a weird declaration of love can be misunderstood as a rash and even frightening proposal of marriage. Case 3. At a cheap sandwich shop, Ralph's brother suddenly said to Linda's sister, "I want to be the bread. I want you to be the peanut butter and jelly." They got married a week later. Sometimes stupid metaphors do work. Case 4. For weeks and weeks, Todd thought about what to say. He wrote out a speech and practiced it over and over. One evening, he knocked on Kate's door. He said, "I..." And then his mind went completely blank. He felt himself getting dizzy. Just when he thought he was going to fall over and roll down her front steps and into the road, she said, "Me too." All of which is to say, who knows what will work for you? Figuring out what to say is hard for everyone. Just think about how happy you're going to be 10 years from now, and do the best you can. But it might be a good idea to keep it simple. Me, I like an old-fashioned, I love you.